The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey folks, it's Matt Zachary, and welcome to Vax On, a weekly segment of my podcast, Out of Patience, right here on the Offscript Network.
Hey, I'm Allura Nanos. I'm a lawyer, a journalist, a mom of a teenage narcoleptic, and a professional big mouth.
Lou and I go back 30 years as best friends, and we're here to have fun and bring you a layperson's guide to what the hell just happened this week in healthcare as America gets its vax on and shows COVID the door.
We're here together to learn, complain, and include you in the conversation.
So join us on Twitter at VaxOnPod and share your stories and grievances using the hashtag VaxOn.
All right, Matt, let's get at it.
Hey, here we are. We are not the people who just provided you with that delightful intro. We instead are friends of those people.
Yes.
We are business partners of those people. We are lifelong friends of those people.
That's true.
Respectively.
Yes. I'm not Allura.
Who are you?
I'm Stephanie.
Stephanie what?
Santoriello.
Oh my gosh, it's so good to have you here. I am Andrew McDowell, the co-founder and COO of Offscript Health. Good friend, very good friend of Matthew Zachary, who normally occupies this seat.
Yes.
We're going to do our very best to catch you up on everything that's happening, or at least many things that are happening relative to COVID-19, vaccines, and all of the shenanigans associated therewith.
Yes, exactly. Big shoes to fill.
Very big shoes.
Yeah, big seat.
Matt must be a size 14 or something.
Exactly.
I'm swimming in these things.
thanks for having me.
It is great to have you here. Yes. How are you doing? How has this week been for you? Has COVID touched your life?
Not in a sickly way, but it has impacted my travels. So I went to travel to Salzburg with my mom and daughter. So in order to go to Europe, there's a lot that you need to make sure that like all your ducks are in a row. However, nobody cares. So, you know, we all got our PCR tests. No one looked. I was like flailing this piece of paper, like somebody please check this code.
My ducks are in a row. Look at them.
Look at all these ducks.
They're trotting across the street.
Exactly. They're swimming. There's bread coming. Nothing. Nobody cared. Then in order to come back to the States, you need to make sure that you are COVID negative.
Yes.
You need to get like a virtual test. So we did all of that, you know, so that kind of like ends the trip.
Yeah, just these dull, lame, biological, bureaucratic thuds.
Yeah. Well, it's I get it, except that we traveled through England, which doesn't have any restrictions anymore.
The living with COVID
yes,
program.
Exactly, which we shall touch on in a bit.
Yes.
But, you know, so the whole point of being negative in Salzburg, but then I was on trams and the like, traveling in Heathrow, and then so you know, so there's that. What else? I don't know. You know, just interesting nonsense in the COVID world.
It's true. It's
yeah.
true.
How about you?
Yeah, I mean, it is temporarily anyway, and for a period of time that is setting a world record for our family anyway. It's settling into the background a bit.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You know, however, my wife has a very irritating head cold, and that is something that we didn't experience during the pandemic. And it's, of course, because the masks have come off in most locales and locations. And so that's kind of an unwelcome return.
I know.
That wasn't something I was in love with.
Yeah.
And, you know, I assume that I'll be getting this charming illness myself.
So glad
soon.
We're sharing the room.
Yes. But I'm being very careful not to breathe with too much
Gusto?
Gusto.
Yeah.
This is some gusto-less breathing I'm doing out of concern for you, Stephanie.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And so basically, we've tested to make sure that this cold is not COVID. It mm-hmm. is not COVID. And I guess we'll see what happens next.
Yeah. Well, I guess nothing. Hopefully, will be nothing. If it's negative, then it's negative. Negative stays negative.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That being said, I mean, COVID keeps on innovating, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
It certainly does. It's a great morpher.
The great morpher. It keeps on diving into all of those deluded, unvaccinated bodies,
mm-hmm.
and it innovates.
It mutates.
It creates new versions of itself.
Right. It's very clever.
It's bound and determined.
It certainly is.
To get this right.
Yeah. It's got a lot of letters left.
Yeah. And it's fortunate to have so many people out there willing to serve up their bodies as the nurseries for its creativity.
Oh, they're so thoughtful.
They really are.
Generous souls.
It's true. It's true. So where are we? I understand you have the goods when it comes to the headlines,
oh,
the COVID-19 headlines.
Yes, I'm newsworthy.
Yes, you showed up.
I certainly did
with some facts.
And a stapler and a pen. I've got it all.
You're ready for your first day of school.
Look at me. So the first segment we get to talk about is a generous man in Germany who got almost 90 COVID shots. And he sold.
Hold on.
Yeah.
This man got almost 90 COVID shots.
Right.
That's 30 times more than I've gotten.
That's a lot of pricks.
Yeah.
And sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. He's like Swiss cheese now.
Okay. So I heard that correctly.
Yeah. Yes,
go on.
You are correct. So the reason he did that was so that he can sell forged vaccination cards. And with real vaccine batch numbers. So he didn't want to be too false. So he got the real deal cards, except the fake deal person.
Huh.
Yes. So he made this his job. And, you know, there's like 87 people out there with these. I could thank him for their, you know, forged cards.
So a German man.
Yes.
Got 90 COVID shots to cash in on selling vaccination cards to people who had not been vaccinated.
That's correct. Like, so people in Germany who are hoping to use their vaccine card to enjoy public life and go to places and theaters and stores, they can do that now thanks to Swiss cheese German man.
Swiss cheese German man.
Yes, with all of his vaccination holes. So, I mean, this is insane that he got away with it for that long. Nobody noticed until he happened to come back to back days to the same location, and someone was like, "This guy's familiar."
Yeah, he lost track of where he was going. He got lazy. He let down his guard.
Yeah, or maybe he was like glowing, or his like third armpit from his 90 vaccines was a giveaway. There's got to be something. He's got to look.
His third armpit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, getting 90 COVID shots. Health warning from
yes,
Stephanie.
Yes, exactly. It's
can
very
give
medical.
You a third armpit.
It could.
It
you know,
could.
You don't want to be, you got to be careful.
You do.
You know.
It's true. It's true. So, I guess there's an observation here. This person,
mm-hmm.
having been arrested,
mm-hmm.
is, I'm guessing, based on the fact that he was arrested,
yes.
still alive.
Yes.
Probably
that's a good
healthy?
Observation. I guess so. Maybe he's uber healthy.
I assume that in this news story, it's not mentioned whether or not he is feeling ill.
Yeah, I guess he's okay.
Swiss cheese third armpit German man has kept the German authorities busy tracking down all the fake COVID-19 passports he's been handing
goodness.
Out. But, you know, I suppose that one question you could ask mm-hmm. is, does person number 90, mm-hmm. is the person receiving a vaccination pass number 90,
mm-hmm.
not pause and think to themselves, maybe I should just get the shot.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy has gotten the shot 90 times
and he's pretty much okay.
He was able to hand this thing to me.
That's right.
And cash the check or whatever
the
means of transferring funds was. So, you know,
I'm thinking cash, probably.
Yeah, the evidence, it's probably cash, but, you know.
You never know. The guy
did show up at the same place 2 days in
That's
a row,
true,
so maybe he's
it?
Not too sharp.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's got COVID brain.
Maybe.
Well, this man in Germany, I would like to know more about him. I'd like to know how healthy he is.
Yes, me too.
I'd like to know if he's being studied.
Yeah. I mean, at least let's make some use out of this.
Yes, I'll say. He's super boosted. I mean, this guy's, the word boost doesn't even apply anymore. This guy's jacked.
He's like when you guys have those sneakers that have springs in them. This is this guy.
He's
self-propelled. Just, you know, really goes fast down the street.
He really goes fast down the street.
That's why he did it.
So he's a very fast man.
Yes.
Who is Swiss cheese.
Right.
And he's got a third armpit. My God.
Yeah.
So how are things set up in Germany right now? I mean, why do people want these passports so badly?
Well, just so that they can, have access to public life and venues like restaurants and swimming pools and workplaces and, you know, all the places that you want to go in public. And so, I don't know.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, these measures are pretty strict. Do we have any indication of how well they're working in Germany?
Germany has seen high infection numbers for weeks, it says, but the restrictions are being lifted. So masks aren't required. They're not required in grocery stores and most theaters, but it's still mandatory on public transportation. So, you know.
How are the numbers looking? Are they going up? Are they going down?
It said here that the agency reported 74,000 new COVID infections in one day, while less than a week ago it reported 111,000 daily infections. Overall, Germany has registered 130,000 COVID-19 deaths.
And, you know, that's so 130,000 deaths.
Yeah.
I mean,
you getting angry?
I mean, we're accustomed to laughing about how strange this new reality is.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're sort of leaving it behind us because we are absolutely exhausted with it.
Yeah.
And we can perhaps be forgiven for that.
Mm-hmm.
But
still.
That's 130,000 people who died in Germany.
Yeah.
In a couple of years.
Yeah. It's really sad.
It truly is. And there are people who are trying to get around the system that's designed to prevent that.
Right, exactly. Like, what are you denying? You're not, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's nuts.
The whole show is about COVID-19, so I suppose there's no escaping it. What's up What's up now? What's next, Stephanie? What do you have in your bag of joy?
Exactly. That's what I come. It's a satchel. Oh, boy. So this is interesting because, you know, like I said, I just traveled to Europe. And although England was not my destination, I did had a layover flight, which was a disaster, in Heathrow. And, you know, if you want to limit your exposure to people without masks, don't have a connecting flight in Heathrow, maybe. But, you know, hindsight.
Noted.
So, like, we landed, we're in Terminal B, then it's the board says go to Terminal A, then Terminal C. We literally were all over. I should have clocked my Fitbit or whatever, my pedometer. But, you know, that's a lot of different trams, a lot of different escalators and elevators. And we were all over the place. And so no masks anymore there, even on the public transportation, you know, within the airport. So, yeah. In the UK, COVID's on the rise. Shocker.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the doi moment this is the second segment, doi moment.
Yes.
So basically, COVID-19 in the UK has reached record levels. It's with about 1 in 13 people estimated to be infected with the virus in the past week alone. So that's a lot of people, 1 in 13. This latest surge is Omicron variant BA2. And that's the dominant variant across the UK. Of course, this is coming off the heels of Boris Johnson's great living with COVID plan. And more people are going to be living with COVID. So, that's where we're standing right now with the UK.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I think I always go back to hospitalization levels, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
There's another line that you cross when it begins to become clear that you're about to run out of emergency beds.
Right.
To me, that's kind of the statistic that really should guide our decision
right.
about whether or not we're going to shut things down, especially now that we have a vaccine.
Yeah, of right? course.
As well as other measures that can be taken after you do catch it. Right.
Right.
And so I'd be very curious to know about how things are looking in the UK when it comes to the availability of hospital beds. That might be something that we need to look up.
Oh, that would be something good to find out. It says, you know, hospitalizations and death rates are rising again.
Right.
Although the number of people dying is still relatively low compared with earlier. It's still, you know, the more and more people contracting it.
The way that I think about this, and I'm certainly welcome to input.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hear from our listeners about whether or not you think this is wrongheaded.
Yeah.
But I don't think that we should stop thinking about this after hearing what the infection rate is,
mm-hmm.
what the positive test result rate
right.
is. We should also know a little bit more about the impact of the variant.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in fact threatening to overstuff our hospitals and make them unusable
right.
to people who need them for other purposes
right,
as well?
Right, of course.
My sense is that hospital-oriented stat
mm-hmm.
is a great master stat for us to be following
right.
when it comes to deciding whether or not we need to shut down society again.
Yeah, but... I mean, if it's something so simple as wearing a mask on public transportation, like, why wouldn't we?
Oh, sure.
You know, that just was seemed so loosey-goosey after, like, the rules to travel were so, like, so many emails I got from British Airways and Lufthansa because we took different airlines. And it was like, I was worried that we were going to get stopped somewhere, that I didn't have the right paperwork or the right app uploaded and downloaded. And, you know, it was like really crazy. But then to go to England and it really did nothing mattered. Well, now look at the stats, right? It's obviously that it matters. You know, those things in place were in place for a reason. And
right.
now, you know, let's see this. James Naismith, the biology professor at the University of Oxford, said he believed that except for those who are completely shielded or not susceptible to the virus, most people in the country would likely be infected by the BA2 variant by the summer. This is literally living with the virus by being infected with it. So, you know, like we're not seeing the number of deaths, but still, do we want it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want it in my body. I won't
right.
go seeking it out.
Well, the other thing I wanted to mention about these Omicron variants is that there is now under the Omicron umbrella is another variant, which is called this XE.
Wasn't there a version of Windows named Windows XE?
I think
it's starting
maybe.
To sound like operating systems.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, this is as of March 22nd. It's a combination of the BA1 and the BA2. Those are both Omicron strains, and now they've made an Omicron baby. We named it XE. It's like Elon Musk. Oh, gosh. So, I'm not looking forward to hearing more about this other very contagious, you know, strain.
Right. Well, if
it's coming.
If we're going to jam up our hospitals again, if it's looking like we're heading in that direction,
mm-hmm.
then I will mask up again and
right.
I will start hiding from other people again.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it's no longer about me.
Right. I like the security of the mask. Like when I was traveling, I mean, sometimes I'm wearing it outside by mistake because I'm still like I forgot that I had it on. But you know, especially traveling with my mom and my daughter, and we're on like the bus that's traveling from the gate to the plane, you know, everybody's all naked faced. Like, I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't like your naked face.
I don't like your naked face. And with that, we're going to do some ads.
All right.
Thank you. Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
That's great.
With our naked faces on full display. What else is going on? What else do you have in your bag of joy?
My bag of joy contains a sermo pole.
Oh, let's have...
time for the sermo pole.
A sermo moment.
Oh, yeah.
We have this fantastic partnership with an amazing organization called Sermo, which is a social network for doctors, where doctors all over the world exchange information about diagnoses. They share information about their lifestyles and what it's like to be a doctor. And they also answer these polls for us on a weekly basis. Doctors all over the world take our questions and they answer them. So what did we ask them this week?
So fantastic. So today we asked them about, this week we asked them about the BA2 Omicron subvariant. It's behind, of course, like we just said, the current surge in Europe. The World Health Organization just announced that BA2 is now the dominant strain around the world. It is more contagious than BA1, the original Omicron variant. But health officials believe that thousands of people who have been infected by BA1 will have some level of immunity due to the similarities between the two strains. So we ask, ready?
I'm ready.
Are you excited?
This is doctors all over the world answering this question.
Yes.
Intriguing. Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing service. So the first question is, do you have patients infected with the BA2 variant? What do you think?
Doctors all over the world, not just in Europe.
Right.
I'm going to guess that it is more heavily weighted toward yes than I'd like, but still not a majority.
You are correct. Gold star on question number one. So it's 45% yes, they have patients infected with BA2, and 55% no. And that equals 100. so that's that.
Rock solid in statistics. Yeah, that's you.
I'm known for my math.
That's why they call you Stephanie Statistics.
Yes, no one has ever said that.
It's on the record.
Now that you said it, maybe it's true. So our next question was, are the patients who are infected with the BA2 variant of COVID-19 showing more severe symptoms or more mild symptoms? What say you and the doctors around the world?
More severe symptoms or more mild symptoms? Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess mild symptoms.
You are correct by 1%. margin. So we have, 11% are having more severe symptoms. So that stinks. 40% are having more mild symptoms. So that's encouraging. 39% are having the same symptoms. And then 10% are asymptomatic. So those lucky ducks out there that are spreading unknowingly.
Delightful.
Yeah. Our next question in the poll is, in your professional opinion, are the current vaccines effective against the BA2 variant? What say you?
There is almost always roughly a third of any population that earns my utter condemnation. So I'm going to guess that roughly a third of doctors, just like any other population, fail to answer this question in the affirmative.
That's so interesting, because I would have just assumed that they would all, why would I assume that?
It's a population.
You know what they say about, making an assumption. So you are correct. 71% yes, vaccines are effective against BA2, and 29% say no.
Wow.
That.
Yeah.
You're really good at this.
I'm still waiting to be wrong about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we going to do about this?
I don't know. That's, yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Go back in time and do a better job of educating them.
Yeah.
I suppose.
I guess. Good luck with that in your time machine.
I'm working on it.
All right.
When I'm not recording podcasts, I'm working on a time machine.
Perfect.
For this very purpose.
Yes.
I'll give you an update next week.
Going to go back in time. Do you remember that?
Oh, of course I do.
It's an SNL reference from.
I see.
Gonna go back into. I don't know.
Yes,
I say it a lot.
There was a character who just would not stop singing that song.
Yes, it was. I think it was Kevin Nealon. I'm gonna say.
That sounds good.
I'm gonna say it was him. All right. So next is: do you believe that reducing COVID restrictions is a good idea right now? What do you think they said? Around the world.
Around the world. Well, that's kind of a weird question to ask such a large pool of people.
Yes.
Because the answer has to vary from place to place.
You're right, it does.
So guessing, once again, from across the world, I suppose that the answer would be no.
No, that reducing COVID restrictions.
Is it a good idea? I think the answer would probably be no.
Okay. So 59% said yes.
Oh.
And 41% said no.
Okay.
So isn't that interesting?
It's relatively interesting.
Yeah.
This is where, of course, I want to figure out what the geographic distribution of the respondents was.
Right. Well, we could do that next. We'll get the map and pins.
We'll do that.
And the thread and the homeland. We can make a whole bulletin board.
We'll do that.
Okay.
I'm down with that.
Right after.
I'm clearing my calendar.
All right. Sounds good. I'll get the yarn. So. Now, this is a very interesting follow-up question. Do you expect that BA2 will lead to another surge of COVID in your area or region?
Who's going to say no to that? I mean, maybe somebody who's not sure what the word surge means.
Right.
But of course, there's going to be an increased, right?
Yeah.
That'd be the answer.
Of course. 76% said yes, and then your 24% said no.
Our friends over there.
Right. So, it's interesting that a majority of doctors want restrictions lifted, but yet they know it's going to cause another surge.
Yeah.
So,
there's got to be some respondents who feel both ways, I suppose.
That's very...
Although, we're talking about a surge in positive test results, but if the hospitals don't fill up,
right,
if people aren't getting seriously ill...
That's true.
Then I think that could account for those two answers.
Right. Yeah, then you could be okay with it both ways.
I think so.
All right. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we
if
it is indeed just the flu.
Right.
If we get to the point where it is actually just the flu.
Right.
Then I suppose we can treat it.
Right.
Like the flu.
Right. You're right.
Thank you.
You're right. And the Sermo poll is right.
Thank you, Sermo, for that Sir moment.
Yes.
For that picture, that window into the thinking of doctors across the world.
Yeah, it's really great that you get to ask those questions.
It is a privilege.
Yeah. Okay, so now this third segment, are you ready for this? You don't know if you're ready.
I don't know what it is yet.
I know.
But I feel ready.
Oh, Well, I went to a Broadway show this week for the first time since, and I love going to theater.
What did you see?
Six.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to bring our daughter in particular.
Yes. She'll definitely enjoy it, and it's the perfect 75-minute show with no intermission.
Oh.
Which I like in general, because I get sometimes a little, you know, Jimmy legs. I got to stretch and stuff. And here, there's no need, because by the time you need a stretch, the whole thing's over.
Spectacular.
Yeah. And there was, you know, nice checking of vaccines required, of course, before entering. And you get a stamp and blah, blah, blah. And then we all wore our masks inside.
Peace of mind.
Yes. Which is great because you're really on top of everybody. Yes. You know, it's like super, super tight.
Yes.
Yes. But, you know, nice that Broadway is back, except for poor Macbeth.
Oh, yeah.
Macbeth is
the
on
Scottish play.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe the problem is that somebody said Macbeth.
That's what I said.
Oh, my God. I'll bet no one else has said that.
I bet we're the only ones that know about that that superstition. So, So basically, Daniel Craig, who is playing the Scottish king.
Oh.
So he is.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, it's cool if he gets to do it.
Yes, it is.
And they're running out of time because they need to have opening night happen in a certain time so it could be eligible for the Tonys.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. So he's got to get healthy right away.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So and stop spreading his COVID. So basically, Daniel Craig, who is starring in the title role of Macbeth, tested positive. And so the production was canceled through April 8th. So that's...
Clock is ticking.
Yes. So pretty soon, hopefully, they'll get to open up again. But, you know, coronavirus cases are rising here as well.
Here in New York.
Here in New York. And so several Broadway performers have tested positive. And the problem in this show is that it's so new, the understudies are not ready yet. So they can't, you know, you have to cancel if you can't have somebody fill in your spot.
My goodness.
Yeah. So, yeah. But this, I'm a superstitious person anyway. And so, you know, this whole slap, the Chris Rock slap, you know, he congratulated Denzel on his Macbeth performance right before his unfortunate slappage.
Oh.
Yeah. So basically, like, this is really a big thing. I'm glad we're not in a theater right now because I'd be crossing my fingers and whatnot, throwing water and whatever. I don't know.
Maybe this will help. Yeah. Stephanie, break a leg.
Thank you.
Does that help?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think I fixed it.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. So that's wasn't that a weird coincidence?
I'll say.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Just say the Scottish play. Everybody will know. And then you're safe.
Then you're safe. You know,
yeah, this would be a good time machine moment.
It's just like masking.
It's exactly. So you're going to build your time machine. We're going to go back in time. And Chris Rock will say Scottish play.
Yeah. One thing, there's one thing that's really complicated and hard, and that is to properly educate a third of humanity.
Right.
But then all we have to do after that is we have to encourage Chris Rock to say the Scottish play instead of Macbeth.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, all the Broadway workers and actors, everybody in the Broadway theater is required to be fully vaccinated. But as we know, that doesn't mean you can't catch it. So that's, you know, that's the situation over there.
It's a nail biter. I'm on the edge of my seat.
I know what's going to happen.
This coming Friday, tomorrow, for all of you listening to this episode right now, tomorrow, we will know whether or not the Scottish play. Was able to reopen on Broadway.
I know.
Will they slip an understudy in?
I don't
know.
One
who was supposedly unprepared.
Right. And has since really studied.
All eyes on Broadway.
Right.
If the show is not able to open, I think that I speak for the rest of Offscript Health when I say that the comparatively safe format of remotely produced podcasts is available to you.
Yes.
We welcome you to Offscript Health to
that would
perform
be fantastic.
The play.
Daniel.
Known as the Scottish play.
Right. Ruth and Daniel, come on over. Lady Macbeth, just, you know.
We're here for you.
We are. It's very cozy here.
Best of luck, Daniel.
I know. I hope everybody gets well soon and they can have their performances. And
He's one of our most vocal listeners.
Is he?
He's always He's always praising Vaxxon in the press.
Yes.
In his Benoit Blanc voice.
Oh, yes. I've heard.
Have you seen Knives Out?
I don't think I've seen that.
Well, now you have to.
Oh,
you've
got
to see it tonight. That movie is wonderful.
Yes. Oh, I look forward
Benoit
to it.
Benoit Blanc.
Oh.
He actually has this accent.
Oh, really?
In the movie. It's quite unsettling and unexpected.
Is that...
He plays the private detective Benoit Blanc.
From New Orleans?
Yes.
Well, listen, he's a good actor. It's not easy to do those accents.
I think perhaps I shall end this podcast by speaking like Benoit Blanc.
I'm so sad.
It has been a pleasure doing this podcast with you, Stephanie.
It certainly has. I've thoroughly enjoyed myself. Now I need a beignet.
That's all for now. If you like Vaxxon, be sure to subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, follow us on social, and tell all your friends to listen. Tell us your shit show of a healthcare story by leaving a message for us at 855-AUDIO-66, and we might just use it in a future show. Vaxxon is a product of Offscript Health. We are a healthcare engagement company built for patients and caregivers by patients and caregivers. Our executive producers are Matthew Zachary and Andrew McDowell. Our senior producer is Brianna Seely. Our hosts are Matthew Zachary and Allura Nanos. It is recorded, mixed, and edited by Brianna Seely. For advertising and media inquiries, email media@offscript.com. That's media@offscript.com. For more information, visit offscript.com.